Current state on 90.5 WKAR. The North American International Auto Show in Detroit is open to the public through Sunday at the Cobos Center. Since last year's auto show, a $279 million multi-year refurbishing project has wrapped up at the Motor City's most important convention facility. Scott Pohl is back from his annual trip to the auto show with more on what's new at Cobo. So what is new, Scott?
Well, Mark, first of all, President Obama is expected to tour the auto show tomorrow, so you might say that the refurbishing of Cobo Center is wrapping up just in time.
I guess.
The work on the interior of Cobo has been complete for a while now, with sprucing up the exterior being the focus over the last year or so. General Manager Tom Connors tells me that the installation of the second of two massive video boards outside give Cobo a Times Square feel.
If you go to Cobo Center today, you will see a 160 by 30 foot video screen in the front of the building that's serving as our marquee. It will not only identify the building and show promotional videos of the surrounding areas, things to do while you're in Detroit, but of course it promotes the events that are here and are upcoming.
I saw it as I approached the building up Jefferson, and it's unmissable, unmistakable, and I would say a nice job has been done with it.
Well, we have a nearly 60-year-old building, which we spent $279 million renovating over the past 3 years, and that's now complete. But this is a new signature look for the building, and it really updates it and also provides a glass curtain wall and a porte-cochere at the front for cover drop-off. And other elements inside the building, we've tried to create a sense of place, our Detroit shop, and we've added a new coffee/wine bar, which reflects the changing culture in downtown Detroit, and also features Great Lakes Roasters, who are a local company that have similar establishments here in the Midtown area, which is one of the great growing areas of downtown Detroit.
All right, $279 million over several years. Was it on time? Was it on budget?
Both, in fact, and a tremendous job. This goes back to the establishment of the Detroit Regional Convention Facilities Authority by the state of Michigan. Took the facility over from the city of Detroit as a bit of a precursor to the emergency financial manager being put in place. The city was running a deficit of almost $20 million, and that has all but been erased now in our annual operating projections. We're ahead of the state's expectations, and it looks the pipeline is full in terms of bookings. We've tripled revenue, increased to over 400 event days a year, and that has been greatly assisted by our marketing partners at the Detroit Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau. As I said, the Detroit Regional Convention Facilities Authority put this expansion and renovation together in short order. They've only been in existence for 6 years, and within the first year began the design and preparation and actual construction of what became a five-year and now very successful update and renovation of the space.
Explain 400 event days, because even in a leap year, there's only 366
right.
days. How does that work?
We're doing a lot of simultaneous events, and those are both large and small. In the addition of our new 40,000 square foot ballroom, which is housed in part of what used to be the old Cobo Arena, has really added to the flexibility of the facility. This summer, we brought in American Society of Association Executives. It's a convention for people that put on conventions, and the response to Detroit and Cobo Center was overwhelming. This is a place we want to be in the future. Leads that we've gotten and requests for proposals from some of these groups have been coming in constantly since, and so that will continue to pay back the investment that the state has made in really making Cobo again a leading facility in the region and, in fact, the world. The building was originally opened in 1961. It was the largest convention center in America at that time. Renovated in 1989, and kind of a cool thing, every sitting president since Eisenhower, who was here the day it opened for the auto show in 1961 at their annual dinner at that time, every sitting president has come to Cobo, and President Obama's visit makes it complete, up to date.
How long is the Detroit Auto Dealers Association commitment to Cobo for the North American International Auto Show in place now? How far in advance do we know it will be here?
We are in the midst of a five-year, multi-year contract, the first one that was ever done, which was 3 years ago. And we're in discussions now which indicate that they will be here for the foreseeable future. They were very instrumental, the Detroit auto dealers, in lobbying the state to do something about Cobo in order to keep the show here and keep the show competitive with New York and Chicago and Los Angeles, and to make it a truly international show. And if you go down on the floor today, you will see the most spectacular exhibits that are not just the best of any American or North American auto show, but of any trade show in America. People talk about the Consumer Electronics Show out in Vegas. It's a big show, but the amount of construction and design work, ingenuity, and production aspects that go into the displays here far and above anything that gets done anywhere else in the U.S.
I'd like to ask you about transportation around this part of Detroit and how important it is to how Cobo functions for its visitors. The People Mover, the upcoming light rail going up and down Woodward. What is your perception of the ease with which your visitors can get around Detroit these days?
Well, right now, as the downtown becomes busier and busier and parking becomes in higher demand, the People Mover has become all the more integral. You should pick a spot where you want to have lunch or dinner if you're coming to Cobo, park there, and then get on the People Mover and come into Cobo at the People Mover station that's right here on our fourth level. I think that's the easiest way to get around. The M1 rail is only going to enhance that because that will give you a north-south access to all of downtown, midtown, and right up to the north part of the city.
We're talking with Cobo Center General Manager Tom Connors. And with the Detroit Red Wings preparing to move away from Joe Louis Arena to a new facility, do you have any concern about what might be left behind? I expect there might be a big empty building right next door to Cobo. How much do you know about what might become of the Joe Louis Arena after the Red Wings move?
Sure, and this is a very important question in terms of the future of Cobo Center. As part of the city's bankruptcy proceedings, one of the creditors was given the rights to develop that space, and with the requirement that they would demolish it immediately and begin building something. One of the requirements was to either consider or commit to building a five-star hotel, which could certainly be complementary. In the meantime, there have been the beginning of conversations between the DRCFA and those people that have the development rights, and we hope to see the ability in the future to be able to talk about extending what Cobo does over in that direction.
Well, if this big multi-year project to renovate Cobo Center is complete, what's a guy like you got left to do in the next year or two, Tom?
One of the great things about Detroit, maybe its greatest asset, is its people. And similarly, the greatest asset here at Cobo is our people. And we've got this great, young, professional staff who are going to continue to successfully operate this center on into the future, whether I'm here or not.
Tom Connors is General Manager of Cobo Center in Detroit. Thank you.
Oh, pleasure.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.